Balasu. This morning we return to settling the mind in its natural state. And again, some people take through this like a duck takes to water, very naturally, easily. Others find it much more challenging, just getting frustrated sometimes by just being carried away by every thought that comes up, not having much of a sense of really observing. It's important to have little steps to be able to, like going into the shallow end of the pool, so that you build on success and don't fall into failure, you know, just feeling you're not able to do it. And so in terms of the various types of events that you can observe in the space of the mind, I think there are some that are simply easier than others. For many people, just mental images, like a television or a slideshow with no soundtrack or with mute, you know, no voice, those are quite easy to watch. They just come up. Or you can, of course, just generate an image of anything you like and observe it. And it's hard to say that that can't happen. I mean, almost everybody's aware of that. Not everybody, but almost everybody. So that might be the easiest. The second one would be more like listening to a radio, and that is just a soundtrack. And that is just being aware of the thoughts, the chit-chat, and so forth and so on coming up. So like a radio with no visual. It's also possible to attend to the two of them arising and interface with each other. So now like television or a movie where there's a visual and the audio. So there's that whole array of events arising as in a dream, objectively appearing to you. And of course, it's not just audio and visual. It could also be olfactory. It could be gustatory. It could be tactile. You can imagine. You can think of the touch of Jell-O. When you put your finger in Jell-O, it comes to mind. And so we have these objective appearances, and then definitely more challenging to be aware of are the subjective impulses, desires, emotions, intentions. And again, what makes these a bit trickier is by the time you're aware of them, they've already occurred. Okay? So it's that very short-term working memory. You're aware of emotion just after it occurred, so you're aware of an emotion that took place maybe 50 milliseconds ago. So you are aware of it, but it just went by. Okay? So there's that. So in terms of the sequence, I'd like to now just highlight one more stage. You've already, Miles reminded us a couple of days ago about the very first stage in settling the mind in its natural state, that you have opened the door, that you actually are entering into the practice. An indicator of that is the ability to distinguish between stillness and motion, right? Now, primarily there, the stillness of your own awareness and the activities, the motion of thoughts, images, and so forth. But also, as you're attending to the space of the mind and its events, sometimes you may not pick up anything, so you may just sense, okay, it's stillness. But stillness is not simply an absence. There is that space of awareness which is still. Attend to that. And then you detect some movement within that space, and you observe that. So that's a little bit of reminder. Now, there are four types of mindfulness that Jujum Lingpa highlights one by one, culminating in actually achieving shamatha. So there's only four steps, rather than nine steps plus shamatha. And so the first of the four types of mindfulness is called single-pointed mindfulness. Single-pointed mindfulness. This is something you might experience this morning. It's not that exalted or advanced. And that is, it occurs when you're simultaneously aware of the stillness of your own awareness and the movement of thoughts. Okay? And how can that occur? By being deeply, deeply relaxed, releasing so much at ease, so relaxed, that you've let go of grasping, and in that release of grasping, then the thoughts, images, and so forth can't pull you. Okay? It's like your awareness is Teflon. There's just nothing for them to snag, and so you remain still. Thoughts, images come and go. Okay? Lasso. So now we're going to spiral in. I'm going to give you again, because I'd like to make sure this is accessible and not simply frustrating, because I know it can be very frustrating. And so I'm going to try to give a spiral coming into it, and we'll again follow the teachings of Buddha to Bahia, where we'll attend to the visual, the auditory, the tactile, which we did earlier during the first week, remember? And we omitted the space of the mind. Now we won't omit that. So we'll start by bringing the so-called bare attention to the visual, then the auditory, then the tactile. In the scene, let there be just the scene, and so forth. And then we'll come to the grand finale, which is In the space of the mind, let the mentally perceived be just the mentally perceived. In other words, become lucid with respect to your own mind. It's exactly what it is, just like a lucid dream. Recognizing dreams as dreams, good. Recognize thoughts and images and as thoughts and images, and don't mix them up with what you're thinking about, because they're really very different. Okay? Oh, yeah. Jump in. And I would suggest a comfortable position. We begin, as always, by settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. And for the mind, you may wish to establish a baseline of equilibrium, of clarity, with a few minutes of mindfulness of breathing. In the Tibetan tradition, they'll often count 21 breaths. See whether that's helpful for you. Now let your eyes be open and mindfully bring your whole attention to this elliptical field of visual appearances. Let your conceptual mind be silent and observe what is real, what is directly manifesting to your visual perception, without adding anything on. In the scene, let there be just the scene. Close the eyes. Direct the full force of your mindfulness single-pointedly to the auditory field, the domain of sound. In the heard, let be just the heard. Now direct your attention to the space of the body and to whatever tactile events arise within that domain. Including both the sensations correlated with the four elements. Also somatic feelings. And in the felt, let there be just the felt. Once again, let your eyes be at least partially open. but now through a process of elimination. Examine closely to note what do you directly experience, directly perceive, that does not come by way of any of your five physical senses. And the Buddhist answer is all that you directly perceive that does not appear in any of the five sensory domains appears in the mental domain and is perceived with mental perception. This includes a wide array of phenomena, discursive thoughts, images, memories, fantasies, dreams, emotions and desires, and so on. This is the domain of experience that remains even when your five senses are completely dormant, you're fast asleep, and you're dreaming. So focus your attention now single-pointedly on that domain of mental experience, this relative dhatumadhatu. Observe whatever arises within that domain. Observing the mentally perceived as the mentally perceived. And again, insofar as you still find it helpful, you may at any time crystallize your attention by deliberately generating a discursive thought or a mental image generated, allow it to fade, and keep your attention right where it was. Single-pointedly focused in the domain of the mind. This then is a deeper retreat, a retreat from all of the five physical senses, a retreat from the physical world, purely into the mind, as single-pointedly as you can. Your body be as still as a mountain, your awareness as still as space, and experiment with the breathing to see whether it's more helpful to breathe through the nostrils or through the mouth, whichever leaves you feeling more relaxed, loose, comfortable in body and mind. must always monitor the flow of mindfulness with introspection, applying the remedies as needed. And let's continue practicing now in silence. Voilà ça. As your shield to protect you from the arrows and spears of rumination throughout the course of the day. What I would suggest is that you hold in one hand, so to speak, your awareness either of the breathing. If your primary shamatha practice is mindfulness of breathing, just maintain that peripherally. It's very light. It's a easy touch. Just being aware when the breath comes in, when it goes out. It keeps you real. And then it gives you something else to do instead of rumination. Because rumination comes in when there's nothing else to do, right? Or if your primary practice is settling the mind into its natural state, same thing. Just keep that window open, attending to the arising of thoughts, images, whatever's coming up there. Just stay in touch, because that's just as real as any other perception. Maintain that flow of awareness. So maintain your lucidity with respect to the space of the mind. Oh yeah. Enjoy your day.